Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
In June of 2015, the United States Supreme Court mandated nationwide same-sex marriage in the case Obergefell versus Hodges. Supporters of homosexual marriage nearly always base their arguments on the so-called right of two consenting adults to love one another. This argument effectively silenced many opponents for years, but today, 11 years later, many Americans are beginning to recognize a third party involved in same-sex marriage: innocent children. Tragically, Obergefell's redefinition of marriage opened the floodgates for a multitude of ways that adults can acquire children without following the typical vetting process used to screen adoptive parents. Although study after study demonstrates that children placed in homes away from their biological parents are far more likely to experience all forms of abuse, intent-based parenthood, the right for an adult to procure children through the fertility industry based on their intent to parent, now glibly places children in homes with biological strangers regardless of the outcome. Through intent-based parentage, biological strangers, retirees, foreigners, and pedophiles have obtained newborns. No questions asked, and while not all same-sex parents have nefarious intent, no matter how good a mom a lesbian woman is, she can never take the place of a dad. And no matter how good a dad a gay man is, he can never fill the role of a mom. As pride flags wave this month, we must remember the true victims of same-sex marriage: the newborn baby who is purchased through surrogacy by a registered sex offender and his homosexual partner in Pennsylvania last summer, the children growing up wondering why they don't have a mom or dad, and the adults who still wonder who their biological parents are and how many biological siblings they have somewhere out there. At Wisconsin Family Council's 40th anniversary gala last month, children's rights advocate Katie Faust shared her organization's goal to restore rights to children by overturning Obergefell. Faust believes that Obergefell places the desires of adults before the rights and the needs of children. Her organization, Them Before Us, created the Greater Than Coalition, which is leading the way in exposing the havoc same-sex marriage wreaks on children. You may be wondering about all those studies that claim children's lives have the same outcomes regardless of the sexuality of their parents. The truth is that many of these commonly cited studies are rigged. Most of them have extremely small sample sizes, and many of the participants in these studies were recruited to be in the study, not selected at random. Additionally, many of these studies rely on parental self-reporting, not on measurable results or even the perspective of the children themselves. In the few studies we have that were actually conducted and reported correctly, the majority reveal more negative outcomes for children raised by same-sex parents. It should come as no surprise to us that God's design for marriage is the best for everyone, especially children. Despite the claims of our culture, biology and sexuality matter a great deal. Children acquired by same-sex couples through the big fertility industry are always separated from at least one of their biological parents, raised by at least one biological stranger, deprived of half of all of their biological identity, and raised either without a mother or without a father. Why would we expect these traumas to have no impact? Opposing legalized same-sex marriage isn't about hating LGBTQ people or forcing Christianity on others. It's about protecting those who are at most risk. Psalm 82:3 compels us: give justice to the weak and to the fatherless, maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute. Since the birth of Christianity, Christians have always fought for the defenseless. While our actions toward members of the LGBT community should always be guided by love and Christ-likeness, we cannot turn a blind eye to the effects of homosexual marriage on the most vulnerable. This Pride Month, we graciously, tactfully, and fearfully fight for the victims of Obergefell and pray for the day when it is finally overturned. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.